Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people, and welcome to the Sports Fiends. I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and I'm with my counterpart, R. Vance Owens. Vance, we got a lot to talk about today, man. A lot to talk about. But first, I got to start with, and in case you forgot, I'm the king. Vance, Game 7, King James, Kyrie Irving. The Cavaliers brought it home, man. Tell me what you think, baby. Tell me what you think.
Man, I just think it was a good game. And overall, man, I said it, though. I said Cleveland was going to win, and they came through with it. Kyrie played a good game. Kyrie played a great game. LeBron played a great game. The only person to lead the team in steals, rebounds, assists, blocks in the series. Led both teams. I mean, but you got to look at people like Kevin Love had a big game. J.R. Smith hit some big third quarter points. They just brought it on home, man. I'm just happy for Cleveland.
Man, it was an epic game seven. Vance, I probably replayed that game seven three or four times on NBA TV because they've been running it back to back to back to back. I've been watching and studying. And you know what I noticed at the end of game seven? And it's the essence of basketball. Anybody who plays pickup ball, when someone come at you and then they get you, you got to go right back at them. And that's what the Warriors are. The Warriors got suckered into playing one-on-one ball against the Cavs at the end of the game. Like, Kyrie came down and gave Steph Curry a bucket at the end of the game. And I'm skipping over to LeBron block and all that, but the Warriors all season have been, like, misdirection and not giving you what you wanted, straight, like a straight-ahead move. They would Steph Curry would get a ball up, run off a screen, curl, or hit somebody else. No, Steph Curry, cross, 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 shoot it up. And normally he hits that, that's not bad offense. But, man, when the game was on the line, man, that was bad offense.
Well, I mean, they were just missing shots, though. You got to look at Golden State. Didn't really score. I don't think they scored in the last 4 minutes. The shots didn't normally go down for Golden State. They wasn't going down. Like I say, live by three, die by three. And you know, that's a Golden State MO. They take 3-point shots. They had driving lanes to the goal, but they were pulling three. They were trying to go for their kill shot. And I think that's what ultimately messed them up. They just couldn't hit the jumper.
Yeah, man. It was just no one could hit anything. I think they were both teams 1-for-17 in the last 6 minutes of that game. But LeBron block was big. As you look back, LeBron's block was big. The 3-point play when Fessler really was guarding him on the pick and roll was big. But the end of the game, when Kyrie got the pick and roll from J.R. Smith and they switched it and he saw that Steph Curry was guarding him, he lit up.
Yeah, he lit up. I mean, but you like you say, the block was big. The block, that was an epic block. One of the best blocks of all time if you want to rate block. I mean, but like I said, Golden State just wasn't hitting. It'd have been, I was rooting for the Cavs the whole way. But I think that, you know, it would have been a different story if Golden State were hitting the shot. But both teams were gassed. It was the end of the game. They had so much, you know, they gave so much of themselves that they neither one of them were hitting. And, like, Kyrie just hit that game winning shot.
And no one wanted to make a mistake. Everybody was nervous. No one wanted to be the reason they lost. And that's why everybody was nervous.
I mean, they gave the ball to LeBron in the post. He missed two inside shots. Kevin Love missed the hook shot in the paint. There was point-blank range. Golden State were coming down, missing shots. Like Curry took a shot. Klay Thompson took a shot. Nobody can hit. But Kyrie, cold-blooded. And we knew Kyrie was going to be this type of player when he came to the league. Kyrie showing up. He liked big game moments, and he showed up in big games.
Yeah, man, it was an epic game seven on both sides. On both sides, to both teams playing really well. But Harrison Barnes, oh my goodness, Vance, I felt so bad for the young man. You know, you just seen him possibly blow $100 million in three straight games, man.
Yeah, he didn't have his A game going, and I know at the beginning of the series he was hyping up Harrison Barnes like he was the second coming or something. But he started out game seven, he hit a three starting out game seven, and he got a dunk. I thought, Harrison Barnes is gonna show up. Cleveland might be in trouble. But like you said, he just didn't show up. And but you know who did show up though for Golden State was Draymond Green. I am a Draymond Green hater. Me neither. I am a Draymond Green hater, but I got to give it to him. He showed up when it was time to show up. He had 32 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists. I mean, he came
showed
out
up and showed up.
5-5 from the 3-point line. I mean, Draymond Green, he was playing good defense. He had a superstar type game. If they would have won, he would have been MVP of the
MVP
of the series. Had to been the way he was playing.
Man, he just showed up and showed out, man. It was just, I'm not a Draymond Green guy. I mean, but you gotta give credit where credit due. That man came to play. Out of all the superstars the Warriors had, he came to play.
Now, I'm not going to say the rest of the players didn't come to play. They just didn't make shots. But Draymond Green made shots when it counted.
Mm-hmm.
When the game looked like it was going to get away from them early on, Draymond Green kept them in the game. When they took the lead, when Cleveland were coming back, Draymond Green made shots, timely rebound, got them out on the break. He did everything.
Yeah, he did that, but I mean, what was Klay Thompson? What was Klay Thompson we've been seeing all series from the last three games? He was 6-17, 2-10 from behind the arc. I mean, sometimes I feel he's, like, scared of going to the rim, man. He's like Klay Thompson is 6-7, can score, because you're going to be all up on him. When he's shooting a three, man, he could blow past some guys, get a couple of easy twos. He got to mix it up a little better.
Well, yeah, you know, they 3-point shooters. Him and Steph Curry, they're mainly 3-point shooters. They're mainly jump shooters. I know you see.
And what was your unanimous MVP? Well, see, and I feel like it was a regular season award, but the MVP so short throughout the whole thing. That's what make him the MVP.
Yeah, but like he was taking shots that he normally hits, and he, deep shots. You know, cross over somebody, pull up, step back. He wasn't hitting. I mean, I can't really just say he didn't show up. He just didn't hit the shots he normally hits. So it looked like he wasn't doing nothing, you know. I think he was like 2-10 in one of the games or something like that from the 3-point line. I mean, that's just not going to cut it. And like you said, being the unanimous MVP, you're looking for a bigger game from him. You're looking for a game 7. The game Draymond Green had, you're looking for Klay Thompson or Stephen Curry to have a game like that. You weren't looking for Draymond Green to have that game. But they just didn't show up. And like you said, the unanimous MVP, regular season MVP, he wasn't hitting, it looked like he didn't.
But you may have been unanimous MVP, but you ain't the king. And this episode is about the return of the king. Vance, LeBron James brought a championship to Cleveland, Ohio, man. Game won 1 in 52 years since Jim Brown. Vance, LeBron James won the title of Cleveland. And guess what that put him? That put him in my top five. He's ahead of Kobe.
What?
He's ahead of Bird. He's ahead of Magic.
Hold on. Well, I know we talking about the Cavaliers. I can't even get my thoughts out now. You saying you put him in front of your favorite player, Kobe Bryant?
And I love Kobe. Like, he's ahead of Kobe, man. He brought a championship to Cleveland, Ohio. It couldn't be done. It shouldn't be done. It wouldn't be done. He ain't got the cachet of Boston or LA. He ain't got the people around him like GMs like Jerry West. He ain't got the Golden State. It's Cleveland. People don't want to go to Cleveland. You got to get drafted or traded to go there, or got to be from there to play for the Cavaliers. Vance, he brought a championship to Cleveland. That puts him. He was down 3-1 to the 73-9 Warriors. Kobe couldn't, and put him on his back. We're talking about triple double, 41 game, then another 41 point game, then a triple double in game 7. The big block down the stretch to Jay's down. Then he let Kyrie cook Steph Curry. Thanks.
Kyrie cooked Steph Curry on his own. I don't think Kyrie is going
to
get it.
But to allow somebody else to take the big shot, to allow the play get drawn up for somebody else.
I mean, you look back at it, that, I mean, he had a chance. He took some shots right before Kyrie. He took like two or three shots in Kevin Love.
But you know what I mean. So
Kyrie,
you know what I mean.
I understand. I mean, I think
he's but he kind of if it, it's MJ, it's MJ, Bill Russell, Shaq. No, Wilt. It's Wilt. Then LeBron.
So you saying then MJ, Matt. Shaq, Wilt?
No, I took Shaq out. I took Shaq out. It's
okay.
MJ.
We get the top five.
Bill Russell. MJ, Bill Russell. I'm kind of scared to put him ahead of Magic, but Wilt, LeBron, Magic.
Well, I'm just gonna give you
my top five.
It might not be in the perfect order. Michael, Kareem.
Oh, Kareem! I forgot about Kareem. My bad. Sorry,
Michael,
Kareem.
Sorry, Kareem.
Oh, yeah. Well, that kick, that kicks Wilt out.
Nah, Wilt's still in my top five. Wilt's still in my top five. Wilt and Kareem in my top five.
I can't kick Magic out.
Magic been out for me. LeBron, Michael, and I'm going to stay Kobe. I think Kobe over Magic. Yeah. LeBron just put Magic out the door anyway. But getting back to the game, though.
Kobe's still in the book, though. But, I mean, that's what LeBron did in this series. That's what LeBron did.
An epic playoff series. He did. But to say he jumped Kobe, I can't go that far, man. I mean, like, you know, I'm not really a Kobe fan either. But I can't go that far. He just didn't jump Kobe. Maybe he came, they even on even level now. But just to say he jumped Kobe right now, I'm going to give
he
him a
Mount Rushmore.
Let him win another ring. And then I say he might be.
Man, he's been to seven finals at 31. You know how many finals Jordan's been to by the time he turned 31? Three. Even though he came into the league as a freshman. Man, he's been in the finals, what, out of his 13-year career? Seven times? Come on,
over
man.
Over half his career. Been in the finals. I mean, that's
been
just big numbers. I'm not saying that, you know, that he's not a great player, and he is in my top five. But just to say he's that much better than Kobe, I can't say that.
I ain't say that much better. But, man, this one right here, if you had to say something, this was it.
Oh, this is one of the all-time great finals, you know, series for any player. You know, like I said, he led his team. He led both teams in all stats, you know.
Yeah, so. That wouldn't be amazing to some people if it was a small sample size. That was seven games, man. It's like, he's beating every stat in the first three games of the finals. I was like, oh, that's all right. It'll even out over seven games. No, he did it for seven games. He dominated for seven games.
Now, some people argue with that he was the biggest. Well, I mean, it's no argument against that. I can't argue against that. You're right. He did it for seven games. No argument. LeBron did something that probably nobody else will ever do again. You know, he can say he's the only one who's done that. You know, and how many people can say that about anything, any sport, that they're the only person who's ever done something? Nobody but LeBron.
And they're having a parade right now. It's the return of the king. He proved everybody wrong. Down 3-1. It's amazing. This is why I love the game of basketball. You never know. I mean, nine times out of ten, 3-1 lead, you win the next one out of three when you're up 3-1. But the Cavs came back. I think it was game five. Game five where Kyrie and LeBron figured it out. They both had 41-point games.
41 points apiece.
And they realized we could beat these guys. We could really beat these guys. And that's a beautiful thing, man. Vance, we can talk about game seven all day. Vance, we
gotta
talk
I got one more thing though to say about this whole series. About Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, know, they played good. They had, what, 73-9 lost the championship. I mean, that be crushing. 73-9 don't mean a thing if you don't have a ring, you know. It don't mean nothing. I mean, I know it's the best regular season of all, but if you don't have the hardware with it, hey, to me, it's the Astros beside that. You might well be Barry Bonds.
Okay. Now, man, we got to move forward, man. We got to move forward. What do we do now? Now, because the NBA is making trades, man. The draft is tomorrow. The Cavs are having a parade today. And Derrick Rose is now a New York Knicks. Derrick Rose has been traded to the Big Apple for Robin Lopez, Jaren Grant, and Jose Calderon.
So you asked me what I think about the trade?
What'd you think about that trade?
I mean, to me, the Knicks, you have Jaren Grant, which was a rookie last year. He really didn't have a good season. I mean, he had a rookie season. Let's just say, you know, he wasn't an outstanding rookie. He was just a rookie. Jose Calderon, I mean, and Lopez. These are not players who are going to push the needle for you. So, you know, and Derrick Rose has been injury prone over the last couple of years, but I'd rather take a chance on Derrick Rose than still hold on to these three players who you know not going to do nothing for you. I mean, you really don't know what you're going to get out of Derrick Rose. Yes, Derrick Rose has been hurt, but, you know, Derrick Rose is a former MVP. Derrick Rose, I mean, he had flashes last year. Yeah, he shoots a bad percentage. And, you know, people are all on the analytics now. He's not an analytic player. But, you know, you don't know. Derrick Rose, it might have taken a year or two for him to get back right. I would rather take a chance on Derrick Rose than sit with those three players. And I know I'm not going to get anything out of them. You're not going to gain anything from those three players they just traded for. So I think it was a good deal for the Knicks. What you think?
Man, I forgot about Justin Holiday. I don't want to forget him in a trade. He ain't insignificant. He's going to New York too. But, man, that's a lot for Derrick Rose. But he's going to have to play. He's in last year's contract. He can't take nights off. Not if you want a big deal in the offseason. And then I heard the Knicks will probably go out there potentially getting Dwight Howard. But Dwight Howard want a max deal. I'm not sure I give Dwight Howard max money. I'm just not. I've seen Dwight Howard this season. Ain't no way I'm giving Dwight Howard max money. No way.
See, that's another player I'm not sold on his career, though. With Dwight Howard was in Houston. In Houston, you know, he was supposed to be the second option behind James Harden. James, when they went to go recruit Dwight Howard, they made this big ordeal about he was going to be the second option, him and James Harden together. They pair him up to be like Shaq and Kobe or, you know, Magic and Kareem. But it wasn't like that. James Harden took the bulk of the shots. And even when it was time to pass the ball, Dwight Howard still didn't get the ball. He was like the third or fourth option sometimes.
Dwight Howard any close to Shaq as a big man? Be honest. I need you to be honest.
The way he's been playing these last couple of years, you can't say. But let's go back to 2 years ago.
Hold on.
Now, you going off this past year. Now, let's go back to 2 years
ago.
I'm
going off his back, too, man.
He can't play back-to-back no more. In the playoffs, and he's scoring 41.
They said he can't play back-to-backs no more because of his back. And he want max money?
I'm not saying giving him max money, but I'm saying that I would go out to White House. I go to White House and like, look.
So you can't play him every night. You can't play him on back-to-back.
Okay, he's not worth that money, but he is not. I wouldn't pass up on the opportunity to get Dwight Howard. Like I said, with the Knicks, I mean, you don't have anything. You don't have draft picks. You don't have nobody really trying to go to the Knicks like that anymore. The Knicks is not, I mean, you know, you can go anywhere and be a star. You know, with the internet and all this social media, you go anywhere and be a star. You know, OKC is, you know, Kevin Durant a star there. You know, years ago, that wouldn't have been happening. You know, the games wouldn't be on TV. The game's not televised. You know, you don't get no play. But I think that the Knicks might well take a chance on Dwight Howard because where is he going to go? What can they lose by getting Dwight Howard? What, they going to have another losing season if they get Derrick Rose and Dwight Howard? If so, they're going to have a losing season anyway. So why not take a chance on these two players?
Okay. Man, we got to move on to the next trade, man. Man, the Hawks trade Jeff Teague to Indiana. The Hawks, Pacers, and Jazz are involved in a three-team trade. The Hawks send Jeff Teague to Indiana. Indiana sends George Hill to Utah. And Utah sends the 12th pick to the Hawks. Manny, how do you feel about this deal? How does it affect all teams involved, man?
Well, to me, it just depends on what kind of player is the Pacers get. What Jeff Teague are they getting? Are they getting Jeff Teague from 2 years ago? Or I know Jeff Teague has had a couple of injuries this year that has slowed him down. I don't know what he averaged per game this year, but I know he hasn't played up to, you know, normal Jeff Teague. He didn't play like he normally play. So what Jeff Teague are you getting? I mean, I feel like Atlanta felt like Schroeder was going has made it to their next level. They started playing Schroeder more in the playoffs. Jeff Teague was sitting on the bench in the fourth quarter. You know, the writing was on the wall. But I think, really, they should have kept Jeff Teague and just played both of them together, you know. But they said Schroeder, I guess they're giving Schroeder the nod now. But it just depends on what kind of player the Pacers are getting. George Hill, I mean, he's a decent player, played a little decent. But, you know, like I said, on the moving the needle type player, he's not moving the needle. I mean, he's decent in certain spots, but he's not a go-to man. And who are the Hawks going to look in the draft to get? You know, they got the 12th pick from Utah.
We'll be talking about that more on draft day on our draft special tomorrow. But what I'm more impressed with the Pacers is that they're trying to add another player to help Paul George out. I think we discussed off the phone earlier about how the Pacers need to do something to keep Paul George to say, we're trying to make a move so we can get a shot at this championship, because if LeBron had a running mate in Kyrie and he Kevin Love, we want to make sure you have a running mate. Sorry. Oh, man, sorry about that. But, yeah, we want to make sure you got a running mate too. And that's going to be key to any team in the East who has a star player who can opt out in the next couple of years, that you can make a run for a player. That you can make a run with your star player that you got. And now that's the most important thing.
I understand all that, but who is Jeff Teague now, though? I mean, Jeff Teague, like I said, Jeff Teague didn't have a good year. So, really, what are you saying? I mean, you got Jeff Teague. I mean, yeah, he could be good, but we don't know. Just like the Knicks about Derrick Rose, we don't know, but you hoping that you catch lightning in the bottle with Jeff Teague, hoping he'll go back to his all-star form.
That's the goal. That's the goal. But more than anything, man, you get Pacers a point guard. Pacers always needed a point guard. George Hill was never a point guard. He's a combo guard at best. You know, that's what he always was. He never was a PG. He just worked well in that system with the Spurs. They thought he can come here and be a point guard. Pacers always needed a point guard. Ever since Mark Jackson and Travis Dessler, they haven't had a point guard here since Travis Diener. If that should tell you anything about the point guard Pacers have had since Mark Jackson and Travis Dessler. more importantly, fans, we got to talk about Kevin Durant, man. Now, sources around the NBA, Warren Jaworski, all those guys have said that wherever Kevin Durant goes, he's going to take a one-year deal, and then when the NBA salary cap explodes next year again, then he'll sign a max. See, the NBA, you know, with all the money, revenue sharing, all the big deal they just got, they said the cap was going to be $88 million. Now they're saying it's going to be $94 million. So when you tell me it was going to be $88 million this year and it turned out to be $94 million and then maybe $104 million next year, I'm thinking $110 million. I'm thinking it's $94 million. Since y'all said it was going to be $88 million and it's $94 million now, and then we're supposed to have another big cap explosion next year, and you're going to say it's $104 million? I'm thinking $110 million, man, especially when you could add ads on players' jerseys or whatnot. So I don't see Kevin Durant staying I could see him staying with Oklahoma, only if with the one-year deal, and see what Westbrook does next year. But Golden State's going after him, man, and I don't – in my mind, with today's NBA player, I don't see Kevin Durant saying no to that.
Well, yeah. The 1 year deal is smart because you want to see what Westbrook gonna do next year. You don't want to be signing a long term deal with Oklahoma City and then Westbrook become a free agent and he leave. But Kevin Durant, I don't think Kevin Durant is the type of player that a person who's like a bandwagon jumper. You know, I mean, he played hard against Golden State. I mean, then they put them out, so he's going to go join up forces with them. I don't think he's that type. And I just think OKC is right at the cusp. They need one more player. One more player. They need to go out in free agency and get that player. But I think, hopefully, that Kevin Durant will stay in Oklahoma City. One-year deal. I don't see nothing wrong with that. One-year deal. Take that and see what they're going to do. Next year, adding a player and re-signing Russell Westbrook. And if Russell Westbrook doesn't come back, they lose both of them at the same time.
Mm. Well, I hope Kevin Durant doesn't go to Golden State. Seeing that the grass is not always greener. That you can win 73 games and still lose in the NBA Finals. I mean, Kevin Durant, all he had to do was play better in games 6 and 7, and they win. If you saw what LeBron did, this team can be beat. Don't just go play with these guys because they can be beat. You've seen it. They can be beat. They soft. No disrespect to Klay Thompson. They soft, man. The only person they soft on their team is Draymond Green. The rest of them soft. Steph soft. Klay soft. We've seen it in the game 7. Soft. They can be beat. But you got to come with it. Now, I know Westbrook got it in him. Shoot. Just take it to him, man. Play some D, take it to them. Don't join up with them.
I don't know if they soft. I can't say they soft. I just say their normal play, what they do, it wasn't working in the last couple of games. They just fell off. I mean, like I said, it wasn't hitting jump shots. I mean, they play, you know, finesse basketball. I mean, but that's what the league is kind of going to. You know, playing finesse, jump shots, don't want to bang. That's how the league's going. But I just can't say they soft. It just wasn't hitting jumpers. And like I say, live by three, die by three. That saying's been out since I was a little boy, probably before me. Take it to the hole. I mean, they had plenty of opportunities in that game to drive. Even Curry said he had opportunity to drive. He was trying to go for that kill shot, that three. If they hit a three, it would have sucked the life out of Cavs. But the Cavs sucked the life out of them.
Yeah, man, Fans, I heard something on Twitter for a second right quick. The Suns are looking to move Eric Bledsoe, man.
Yeah, but what are they trying to get back for Eric Bledsoe? What are they trying to get? A two or three? I mean, they got their two in Devin Booker, the two for the future, I guess, Devin Booker. I guess they said it.
Devin Booker is the two of the future. Maybe for the, I don't know, for the Timberwolves' fifth pick and take Chris Dunn. I don't see what the Suns. I don't know where the Suns are headed. To be honest,
You still got Brandon Knight. I mean, I understand because they got too many point guards on their roster. But then you still got Brandon Knight there. And if you go and get Chris Dunn, now you still got two point guards. I think Dunn can slide over to two sometimes. Maybe Book can slide to three sometimes. But they are one and two. Don't, you know. I know the NBA kind of getting small. They're playing in small ball now. But still, in their natural positions are one. And I mean, you know, Dunn is a one and Book is a two. So let's kind of keep them in their natural position. That's what I think.
Yeah. But, Vance, we got to talk about the draft tomorrow, man. Epic show today, man. Epic show. A lot of NBA news, man. A lot of NBA news. But hopefully we have some more tomorrow as we talk about the NBA draft and where players are going to be headed. So, you know, we'll kick it tomorrow. I know it ain't Tuesday. We came here a day late, but we came with a plethora of information, man. We with y'all. Follow the show. Follow me on Twitter. Click on the Sports Fiends on Blog Talk Radio. Click on the sports themes, follow, tell your friends about it, tell your sister, your cousin, your family. Follow us, man. We're trying to build a movement. Peace and love.